When you believe, your mind will find a way. Hello, champions, and welcome to another amazing episode of Champion Reads, a podcast where we go with best-selling books by best-selling authors and talk about the principles in there and share our experiences that have helped us and can hopefully help you. My name is William Blake, and today we have two very special guests. We have John Kovacs Jr., who is a global mastermind leader and the founder of Champion Circle, as well as Lauren Cobb, a wonderful member of the Champion Circle executive team. Today, we are talking about a really good book, obviously, because we're talking about it. It is The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. And we're going to talk just a general overview today for it. And more specifically, we're going to hit on two different topics. We're going to talk about believe you can succeed and you will, as well as cure yourself of excuse-titis. Goodness, say that five times fast. So let's just jump into it. Let's start talking about believe you can succeed and you will. I know for myself, believing's everything. Why would you do something if you didn't believe it was going to change? No one would. Why would you change if you didn't believe that some reward on the other end of all pain and suffering that goes with that change, that it's going to benefit you more than everything you have to go through? So I think believing is just so important. And as I've believed more in my life, from when I was reading one book to 50 books, when I went from thinking of my dyslexia as a challenge and an obstacle to a superpower, all of that started with the thought of belief. So I want to turn over to you, John, and you, Lauren, to share your experience and thoughts on believing to succeed, and you will.
Yeah, I'll jump in and say I'm super excited to read this book. This would be my second time reading it. And if you're watching the video, I love this book. My book is too clean, though. I just got a new copy. The pages are so fresh and white. They need to be worn in and completely read, because this book is packed full of really great advice. And I love how it starts off with the idea that you believe you can succeed and you will. That's what we talk about at Champion Circle. A lot of people don't believe in what they want to achieve because they either think it's too far-fetched or too out there for them to actually achieve. But when you actually break things down, your imagination creates greater realities than your realism. I used a word realism in one of our training team meetings, and I almost despise the word realism because too many people wear it as a badge of pride. They're like, oh, I'm a realist. And, I only work with numbers and things that are logical and make sense. And while I applaud their ability to stand by that, you know, there are things that you are avoiding and things that you are not acknowledging that we learned in this book. I'm going to hold up a different book, Think and Grow Rich, which is part of our major curriculum at Champion Circle. But I'll end my quick thoughts about this by just saying your greatest power is your desires, followed and backed up by faith that leads to auto-suggestive actions that create the knowledge, the experience, the imagination that all lead to an outcome, creating absolute incredible wealth beyond any comprehension in your life, because it's a natural process that you have to delve into. And the magic of thinking big takes you deep within those steps and creates an outcome or a result for you that you really didn't see from the beginning. So bigger is better. always. I know that's what Texas says, but let's think of it more personally. The bigger, the better. So be bold, think big, and the magic is coming because you can succeed when you believe, especially when you believe. One last thing, and I'll pass over to Lauren. There's a famous quote that we've all probably heard once or twice in our life, and it's that, shoot for the moon, and if you miss, at least you'll land among the stars. And that one is evidence of the journey and the power of imaginative thinking. So I'll pass it over to Lauren.
No, I love that. You pretty much just summed it all up.
No, I took away what you were going to say.
Oh, no, you're good. If we didn't believe that there was something bigger in ourselves or in the world, where would we be? You know, even if you take it down to the basics, right? Without technology, without anything, if they didn't believe that there was something better, than farming and things like that, we still wouldn't have evolved very much, right? We wouldn't have power. We wouldn't have, a lot of these things that we have now of our weaving, our necessities, right? Somebody believed in themselves and in something better, and they sought after that. It's just the little things make a big difference in whether we believe in it or not. Whether you want to believe that you're going to be able to get out of bed the next morning, or if you're going to believe that you're going to be a millionaire in a year, right? They both take the same belief system to accomplish.
Yeah. And belief is so important because there's an action item to believe, right? I'd say believing is the action item, because when you believe, then you start moving forward towards it to some degree, right? There's many, many other things you can do. But the other side of it is a wish. A lot of people wish. The poor and the rich both wish to be rich, right? They both want that. They both dream about it. It's just one person has done it. So it can't just be that you have a simple wish, a simple desire. You got to believe that it's going to come true. You got to believe that it's going to come from you. Because why would someone else do something for you if you don't first believe in yourself? Now you can challenge that and say, yo, Willie, that doesn't make sense. People serve all day, every day. People are willing to give out generously. And I agree with that. But if I've learned anything in life, it's those one moment can be great and impactful. But the things that are going to make the biggest change are those consistent small actions that we take on a daily basis to get there, not just those one-time moments.
I love that. Have either of you two seen the new Willy Wonka?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
2024?
No, I'm excited to see it, though.
Oh, it's become one of our favorite here at our house. We saw it in the theater, a little while back, and now it's out. We've watched it 3 times this weekend alone between my kids and Ty and I. And if he didn't believe, he wouldn't have gotten as far as he did, right? Granted, his belief had to change of how it was going to be accomplished, but he still believed that he could do it. And when he was doubting himself, he had others there to help him see how the next steps they needed to take, right? But the whole movie is based on what he believed was possible and what he was going to do. It just reminded me of it as you were talking, Willie. I loved it because we can apply that in every area of our life. Chocolates or, cleaning my house. Because cleaning the house sometimes takes a big belief that I'm going to get up and actually do it because it's not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, I think that there's a common misconception with believing, and that's that it renders immediate results, and it can, but that just depends on you. But don't blame the system if you don't get what you want overnight. Too many people think get rich quick or success overnight is an actual option. You've got to be patient in the process. Willy Wonka, in this perspective, worked on himself while chasing a dream to bring his mother's memory back to fruition in life. That was a beautiful, beautiful sentiment that lasted a lifetime of trying, blessing other people with kindness and joy and the sweetness of chocolate and so much more. But without giving away the whole story, in this book right here, the opening line on chapter two is, as you think yourself to success, I'm not even going to finish the sentence because that's all I need to know. As you think yourself to success, this is what Bob Proctor talks about, and the law of manifestation and law of attraction. And when you consistently think the positive realm to acknowledging and creating the results you would like, it is absolutely powerful in the results you can render. And I've seen this, like when I want something and I want something badly and everything I want is usually a positive, I literally go out of my way to make things happen. And, It is an internal desire. It is a belief that I can have it, and that does nothing can get in my way. You know, no hurricane or power outage or anything can stop me from literally putting my feet to work and traveling to it. I posted a quote the other day. Let me pull it up. An ancient proverb by a Chinese philosopher, Lao Tzu. Forgive me for not pronouncing your name right. He says, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And I think that that's important for us to recognize, but still, think yourself to success. It is that simple. And people don't believe it, which is why not a lot of people will subscribe to it.
And that's also why I wish more people would, right? I wish more people would dream bigger, because the bigger you dream, the more chances you have to be able to get that big dream. I remember when I was serving a religious mission that we had numbers that we were trying to hit, key indicators. And, you know, one of them was baptisms, but others was like going to church on Sunday. Another one was how many new people were we able to find, and so many others. And I remember that us as the leaders of the group, we were showing these numbers and we're like, okay, we got to hit more people. What should we do? And someone spoke up and said, well, let's lower the standard. Let's lower what we were trying to hit. And when we do that, then it'll just be easier to hit. And after all that discussion and years since then, I've thought about it and I've taught this, that when you lower a goal, you lose the amount of action that you are willing to take. And you lose a fire inside of you that you would have had for the bigger goal that's going to help push you past the hard times. Think of it like a sports race. If you're running a race, trying to run the 400 meter, the mile, and you just can't do it, you can't pull the finish line towards you and then cross it at like the 200 meter mark and be like, yes, I did it. I accomplished it. You don't get those feel goods because you know that you shortened something that you were going to hit. And even if you fail, just like John said, if you shoot for the moon, then if you miss, you at least fall among the stars. When you believe, your mind is going to find a way. And that's one of my favorite quotes from David in this book. Is that when you believe, your mind's going to find a way. So believe and start going towards it. But also don't shrink your finish line. Because when you shrink your finish line, you're going to lose a lot.
Yeah. I have this friend, and they used to say their daughter was just so lucky. She would say, like, oh, I want a pair of new rollerblades, and she'd win them at school or something like that. And they would talk about that all the time, like, oh, she's just such a lucky kid. I was like, no, she puts it out there, and she's looking for every possible way to get what she wants. She's not narrowing herself that it has to be specifically from this one avenue. She's putting it out there, and she's just sourcing everything she can to get what she desired. And it's worked out for her, but it's not just like this luck of the draw. Like, she has the burning desire and she's searching for that way to fulfill it.
Oh man, I just texted the whole crew here speaking behind the scenes. I'm like, I love this topic, and I got to get going here soon, unfortunately, but I wanted to delve into this topic a little bit deeper. I love that you brought that up, Lauren, because I am one of those people who used to win everything, but a lot of people would say that. They'd be like, oh man, you're so lucky. I never win anything. And I told them, you know, I used to say the same thing, but then I realized winning is all about applying and putting my name out there for everything. And my odds just increased. You know, if it's a raffle, I won more raffles. If I needed to apply for applications or scholarships, I just won them because I was first one there and first one present, and I just made it happen. And I love that perspective because it's like there's luck has nothing to do with it. You know, the only games you lose are the ones you don't show up for. And if you aren't present, there's no way you can win. People will say, oh man, you know, your cousin, your daughter, your niece, whoever it was, they always win things. And it's like, they always win because they always show up. And if it's about winning, guys, show up and let yourself, your God-given talents and skills to do the rest of the work. You just got to physically get yourself there. You just got to be a presence. And I love that. And that is ultimately one of the best advices, I think, that tie into this topic. Because, you know, if you believe that you show up and success happens, show up to everything. Even if you're sitting in the corner or you're introverted and don't want to converse with people or whatever it might be, use your skill sets, but show up. And I think that's a powerful principle, not mentioned in this book, but just derived from this conversation, that's an evolution to our listeners so that they can learn more. All right. I love this topic. I might stick around longer than I need to.
Absolutely. This reminds you, John, off of that, the alter ego effect. Oh, I can't remember the author's name, but in the alter ego effect, it talks about that exact same principle where you believe yourself in someone else's shoes. Right. One of my favorite people, I'll jump to anime quick, is Goku from Dragon Ball Z. And that guy, he's the main character. He's the hero. He's the one going out, basically saving everyone. And even though he gets beat up and bloodied and everything, he still is able to push through to beat the opponent. That's how I want to show up in my life. And so with this concept of the alter ego effect is, when I get into those moments where I am a speaker or I am a coach, then I jump in there saying, I'm not going to leave until I get what I want to out of this, until I defeat the enemy, whatever it is. And that applies to everything of when you're thinking big and you believe, sometimes you need to put yourself into thinking things that you aren't right now, so that you can push yourself towards things that you will be in the future. Now, there's a wonderful psychological thing about this, and I know John has a wonderful word that he's going to say about it in a second. But it's speaking it into existence. That's why we have like affirmations. That's why we have everything. But we say the words, I am this, I am that, so that even if you don't think that you are, your mind's not going to know the difference. So you start visualizing yourself, you start speaking it into existence. And from that, then you're able to go out and kill it because your actions are going to match what you're thinking.
I hope people are listening, because it's like a whole bunch of golden nuggets in one. Like, you can do it. You believe it. You turn your brain into auto-suggestion, and then your actions start following till you get that, right? Like, you have to instill all of those little burning desires, you know, believing that you've already got it, all those different things. But we all just gave like the outline to success, right? In all of what 10 minutes? Right, go ahead, John.
Oh, mine was more of a tangent, but also supportive. I love what you both said. And, you know, Willie, you brought up Dragon Ball Z. And by the way, I don't want to influence or affect anyone unless you have already heard the news, but you know, God bless Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball Z, at age 68 this past week passed away. And I love his story, and it ties exactly into what you brought up. And I'm so glad you brought it up, Willie, because he literally is the face and really the original movement behind the manga movement of that type of style of storytelling and anime. And his story is one of like persistence. You know, he had a dream and he believed it into an existence. It was not popular when it first launched. It was not that cool. In fact, a lot of Japanese culture did not like its style, but it has ultimately become the foundation. And a lot of what stories you watch today in the anime world has derived from the originality of Akira Toriyama's creation. So your imagination and creating it, like Willie said, thinking it into an existence is more powerful than we actually understand and comprehend. So shout out and blessings to the family of Akira. And also thank you, just thank you in general for the imaginative creativity that has blessed the world and given people like Willie and I, who were geeking out about Dragon Ball Z, given us an imagination that has changed our lives. And as geeky and nerdy and silly as it sounds and boyish, it really is something that has implanted in our hearts. Anyways, total tangent, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Podcasts have paid tribute, so thank you for that. And Willie, thanks for bringing it up.
I thank you for him, and thank you for all the big thinkers out there who took a step of bravery towards something that was out of the ordinary to create things that we call today masterpieces. Thank you to Akira. Thank you to everyone who was willing to do that. I want to jump over quick as we're starting to wrap up this. I want to jump over quick to the side of excusitis, because we talked about dreaming big. We talked about visualization and doing I ams. We talked about the thinking side of it. And even though we just touched the surface of what was going on, there's always that little voice in the back of our head. I call mine Bill. There's a little voice in the back of the head that always says, you can't do this, or why do you think this is going to work? It's that negative, pessimistic side or realistic side that you can't do something bigger. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can. Because here's the cool thing. When you start thinking that you can, you switch it from, can I do this, to how can I do this? Is the exact same question with one word difference. And that's the word how. And it's the action piece of it. So many people think of, can I do this? I've thought about this several times as I've done coaching, as I've done speaking, as I've gone from, goodness, simple reading and spelling and writing to be like, can I really do this? Is this something that I can actually do? To then transforming myself and leveling up to, how can I do this? And that simply came from the belief that I can do it. But I'd love to hear your thoughts, Lauren, about excuses and everything else we talked about.
Yeah. I don't know. I can be a procrastinator. We were discussing this not too long ago. However, I have experienced enough success from not procrastinating and getting over the excuses and just facing them head on. It doesn't mean that I don't come up with them, because I do. I tell myself them all the time. You know, I've been sick for like going on 2.5 weeks, just something, you know, going through our family, and I just can't get over it. But it's like, okay, I'm feeling enough better. I got to get my butt in action. You know, like, yes, I'm still sick, but I need to move forward, because nothing's going to progress. I'm not going to be reaching my goals if I'm just laying in bed all day, right? But excuses, really, they're just setbacks. And so when you can confront them, and why am I making this excuse? What is the mental logic behind it? Is it just because I'm being lazy, or I don't believe in myself? Like, what is it? I'd rather spend my time doing something else. Get over it and move forward, whatever that is looking like moving forward. You know, for me, it was, okay, pull myself out of bed, and I need to clean my kitchen yesterday, right? It's like my focus is getting my house under control so I can mentally feel like I'm in the space where I can do what I need to. So as I pushed through everything I could yesterday, my feet hurt by the end of the day. I was just like, I was dead tired by 6 p.m., but I accomplished all of my chores and helped my kids do theirs so that I could have that peace of mind and that clean space to move forward for today and what I needed to do. But it's just getting over that excuse of I'm sick, still recovering. My kids are still getting better. It's like, no, we've got to do this. Otherwise we're just going to stay in this lull, right? Like progress is only made if we get over our excuses.
Progress is made when we get over our excuses. What a powerful line. Actually, ready for this? Just a second.
I love it.
And that was a truth bomb by Lauren Cobb.
It's hard. You know how it is, especially when you have kids and those stages of life. It's the excuses are real, but they're also ones that we can overcome.
Yeah, and a lot of parents will relate to that. Because if a kid wants food, you gotta feed them, right? Whether you're feeling it or not. If a kid is sick, you need to take care of them, right? When we talk about kids, you gotta show up and do what you need to for kids. And especially with babies, like babies can't do anything for themselves except maybe sleep. And even sometimes that's hard for them, right?
Yes.
So it's the constant thing of, even if you don't feel like doing it, you gotta show up. You still got to put in the effort. And that can be the big difference between the high achievers and the super successful and the people who let life move them in whatever direction that happens. And sadly, I think most people just have life push them around and have them grow that way. Rather than...
I was that way for many years, you know?
Same here.
We all, I think, get in that.
Yeah. So the question is, what made us want to do something different? And it goes back to this book, the concept of the magic of thinking big. We thought bigger than ourselves. Because we thought bigger than ourselves, we asked, how can we do whatever our goal was? And that's led us to creating a business. That's led us to being awesome parents. That's led us to
surrounding ourselves with amazing people.
Yeah. Surrounding ourselves with amazing people. So many different things that came from simply just believing that we can do something big. And I'd love to hear your final thoughts, Lauren, after I share something. But another word for excuses is limitations. And with limitations, whatever we fight, I want to phrase this the right way. We get what we fight for. And if we fight for our limitations, we get to keep them. If we fight for being sick, being lazy, being a procrastinator, if we set that as a limitation and keep that saying, I am this, then the universe, God, whoever it is going to keep you at that because that's what you believe. But if you start to think and start knocking down those excuses, get rid of that excutitis, goodness, my dyslexia hits hard when I say that, then you can be bigger. You can overcome it. I struggled so much with reading, speaking, and writing. And now I'm sitting here being an inspirational speaker, being a best time selling author, and I read 60 plus books a year. And that didn't come from me waking up one morning and being like, boom, I got this. This is who I am. It came from the small little movements of progress. Of first me reading, obtaining knowledge, obtaining that I can do something different, and me believing a little bit more, to then taking courage on that, to then getting results, to then thinking on more, to which I took more action, which then led to different habits. And it spiraled up and up to where today I am that person because of the last 10 years of what I've done. And that can be for anyone.
Yeah. See, and you figured out what excuses you had. And they were viable reasons, right? Like, dyslexia is no small thing. It affects so many parts of your life. But you were like, okay, what skills do I need to build? And where do I go to help get better at this? Because this is my end goal, right? And you may not have seen what your end goal was right away, but you were like, I want something more than this. So how am I going to get that? And you knew that the skill set you needed to be able to reach farther. I would say for me, a lot of the like getting over my excuses and things like that was putting myself first, realizing that I didn't have to come last, that I could take care of my kids and help my family, but still put myself first as well so that I could be the best version of myself. And then I was able to get over those excuses, right? Like not feeling good, you know, mental health, things like that. I had to put myself first. Otherwise, I was going to stay in the same old rut with the same excuses, you know? So it's just really confronting your excuses and what steps you have to take to get through them, right? Overcome them. So I'm excited for this book because it'll just give great reminders of what I need to keep doing.
I know. And it's crazy because you, John, and I, we talked so passionately over the last 30 minutes about what this book was about. And each of us could see this passion of thinking bigger and no excuses. And yes, life can be difficult, but it's not about it being difficult. It's about thinking, how can I overcome these challenges and seeing the better side of it. It's going to be such a great book, and I can't wait for next time when we're going to talk about courage, we can hit in so many different topics. But to end this episode, I want to ask you a question. If you think back to your teenage self, and they were to listen to this podcast episode about this book, what piece of advice would you give them that they could take into their life?
I'd say don't quit. Because you think it's hard. You think like, you know, you're kind of stuck in that phase of, you know, quite a bit about life, but you don't have all the answers. But you don't want to take the answers from your parents, right? And so just don't quit, like, and keep moving forward, because you don't have all the answers. So go find the answers that you need.
It's about being resourceful instead of just having a lot of resources.
Yes. Yep.
I love that. And as I think about to my teenage self, piece of advice I would give him, I would say believe. Believe that you can do something bigger. Believe that you can be better. And believe that who you are right now is already enough to take the first steps in what you want. Because you are. You're ready to take the next steps to get to the next level you need to go. You don't need to figure out this whole plan and execute it before you're the next step up. You're at that point already. So you just take the next step. That's what I'd tell myself. I want to thank all you listeners who listened to this wonderful episode of Champion Reads, a wonderful podcast where we talk about just best-selling books and best-selling authors and the principles that they have. It was just such a great conversation we had about The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. I can't wait for next week's episode where we are going to talk about courage and how to be courageous with The Magic of Thinking Big. If you'd like this episode, go ahead and subscribe to our channel so that you don't miss these wonderful, passionate talks that we have. If you want to follow us on social media, as well as send us anything, go ahead to mychampioncircle.com And there it'll have all our social media links. It will have an email you can contact us with, as well as many other resources that can help you to be the champion in your own life. So until next time, champions, continue to read, continue to be better. And as always, you already are who you are, and you already are the next person that you need to be to take the next step. So go ahead and take that next step.